This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. Today is the last day of campaigning for the Delhi Assembly elections. Leaders and star campaigners for BJP, AAP and Congress have left no stone unturned to woo voters with roadshows, door-to-door campaigns and amid public meetings across the city. A total of 699 candidates are in the fray. The national capital is witnessing a three-way contest between BJP, Aam Aadmi Party and Congress in the polls. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters are set to exercise their electoral franchise and decide the fate of the candidates. Voting will take place at 13,760 polling stations in the national capital. The Election Commission is taking various voter-friendly measures to ensure voters participate in the polls. The elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly will be held on Wednesday and the counting of votes will take place on Saturday. The third Amrit Snan of Mahakumbh is underway on the occasion of Basant Panchami in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh. The Amrit Snan is the most significant and sacred ritual of the Mahakumbh Mela. The first two Amrit Snan took place on 14 January, Makar Sankranti, and 29 January on Mauni Amavasya. Among the 13 akharas, each akhara has been notified of its designated time and sequence. Mahanirvani Panchayati Akhara and Shambhu Panchayati Atal Akhara will be the first akhara to take the holy dip at the Triveni Sangam this morning. Over 50,000 police personnel, including paramilitary forces, have been deployed to ensure safety and security. The Uttar Pradesh government has implemented a robust security plan and the Mela area of Mahakumbh has been designated as no vehicle and no VIP zone. India's ambitious mission to send scientists to explore the depths of the ocean in specially designed submersible Samudrayaan got a boost with Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman allocating 600 crore rupees for the deep ocean mission. The mission involves mapping deep ocean flows and developing technologies like a manned submersible with 6,000 meter deep water deep rating. The report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is to be presented in the Lok Sabha today. Jagdambika Pal, the chairman of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on the Waqf Amendment Bill, along with BJP MP Sanjay Jaiswal, will present the report of the Joint Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. They will also lay on the table the record of evidence given before the Joint Committee. The report was presented to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla on January 30, 2025. Embassy of India in Kinshasa has advised all Indian nationals residing in Congo's Bukavu to immediately depart to safer locations by whatever means available while the airports, borders and commercial routes are still open. In an advisory, the embassy strongly recommended against any travel to Bukavu. The Embassy of India in Kinshasa is closely monitoring the security situation in eastern Congo. There are reports of M23 rebels being only around 20 to 25 kilometers away from Bukavu. In case of any query or emergency, the embassy can be contacted at +243 8900 243 13. India has retained their ICC Under-19 Women's T20 World Cup title, beating South Africa by 9 wickets in the final match at the Biome Oval in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia yesterday. Gangadi Trisha's unbeaten innings of 44 runs helped Nikki Prasad, led Women in Blue, to chase the target of 83 runs in the 12th overs. And that's the end of